Lifebuoy Health Soap. Clean as a whistle. Fresh as the dawn. Lifebuoy protects you the whole day long. The makers of the new Zephyr Fresh Lifebuoy Soap, America's largest selling bath soap, take you to Hollywood and Luella Parsons. Another Friday night in Movie Land. Another colorful Hollywood premiere. Lifebuoy brings you the 20th Century Fox Technicolor classic Blood and Sand, starring Tyrone Power, with the premiere players and the music of Felix Mills. Well, sizzling over the wires just now came the latest temperature reports. Here are a few samples. Boston, 96. Memphis, 95. Chicago, 96. Cincinnati, 96. St. Louis, 96. Well, when Mark Twain said everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it, it was before the day of the new Zephyr Fresh Lifebuoy Soap. Because these modern days, you can take the sting out of the hottest, stickiest day with a bracing Zephyr Fresh Lifebuoy bath. There's a zip in that creamy Lifebuoy lather that makes you feel extra refreshed and cool. Furthermore, this better than ever Lifebuoy gets you extra clean, too. And that's another reason you feel crisper and cooler after a Lifebuoy bath or shower. Take advantage of Lifebuoy's exclusive hygienic ingredient and germ-removing properties this hot weather. Don't forget, perspiration is the forerunner of B.O. This improved Zephyr Fresh Lifebuoy is, as always, the only popular soap especially made to prevent B.O. Same familiar red carton, no extra cost. Now on with our premiere, and Lifebuoy presents your host, Movie Land's most famous columnist, the First Lady of Hollywood, Luella Parsons. Luella, what's that book you've got there? Don't tell me you brought along Ibanez's novel to check on the picture.
Well, not exactly, Harlow. This is a dictionary.
A dictionary?
A Spanish dictionary. After all, the story of Blood and Sand is laid in Spain. So why not give some of our credits in the original language? Now, for example, Magnifico. Well, that means that Daryl Zanuck and 20th Century Fox did a tremendous job in Technicolor. And Simpatico means that Tyrone Power turns in one of the most moving performances of his career. And Terrifico. Well, you'll know what that means when you've heard the story. Stand by, everybody. Curtain's going up.
Lifebuoy presents Tyrone Power in Daryl Zanuck's 20th Century Fox classic, Blood and Sand.
A corrida, a bullfight. Do you know what that means? The dust, the heat, the charging beast, the shouting crowds. A fever, a madness, a lusting for blood that spills itself on the sand. That was my whole life once, before the accident. The Great, they called me. Garabato the Great. Some say I was the foremost matador in Spain. And yet I know that never, even in my prime, could I compare to him, to Juan Gallardo. Ah, there was a caballero, my friends. So young, so handsome, so reckless. There was a magic in the man. I knew it the first time I ever saw him. It was a little fiesta to welcome him home. He has just come back, you see, back to Sevilla after 10 years in the provinces. And mind you, he is no famous matador. Just an unknown, a novillero, maybe a few thousand pesetas to his name. And yet there he stands in that shabby street, giving out presents like a rich young lord.
Right up. Step up, mis amigos. There's something for everyone. Senora Mayarda, this fan for you.
Gracias,
senora. Elena, you like this comb?
Oh, what?
Fernando, you get this hat.
Gracias.
The belt is for Enrique.
Thank you, boy.
Humberto, Carlotta, Diego. And here, this is for you, mother.
For me, Juan.
For you, madrecita. The most beautiful mantilla I could find.
Oh, Juanillo. Juanillo mio. I am so happy you're back.
Would you be willing to spare me for a little while?
For a little while. She will be waiting for you. Go, my son.
Señor.
Please, senor, in the name of Our Lady, a little charity. A few small coins, perhaps. Anything, anything you can spare for an
old... Bato.
Senor?
It isn't possible. You, like this, a beggar. God, the Bato, the great.
You know me, senor?
I used to see you in the ring when I was just a boy. Days when I went to watch my father fight. He was El Gallardo.
El Gallardo? He was lucky, senor. He was killed. All I got was this withered arm.
The will of God. Well, if a little money will help...
Not from you, amigo. You follow the profession?
So far, only in the provinces.
If there was a job open with your troop...
I'm sorry, my quadrille is full up.
But I've had a lot of experience. My whole life has been spent in the ring. I know all the critics. Even if you just need a servant, a sword handler. Please, senor.
Why not? Come and see me tomorrow.
Gracias, gracias, senor.
No, please don't kiss my hand.
Amigo mio, you make me a man again. What can I do for you? There must be something.
Now? All right. I'll tell you. Go to the Café La Veronica, to Francisco the Gypsy. Tell him to bring his band to the Rancho de Mura, near the overseer's house.
The whole band?
The whole band.
That must be important.
But of course, amigo. The most important thing in the world.
Dreamed it would be like this when you came back to me once.
All the way from Madrid, I kept thinking and worrying. Perhaps Carmen's tired of waiting.
Oh, no.
Perhaps she's gone away.
Oh, no, no.
Perhaps she's even forgotten me.
Oh, you couldn't possibly think that.
Well, after all, I was just a boy when I left. It's been 10 years, Carmen.
100 years. Did you think of me often?
Every day of my life.
Then why did you never write to me?
Write? Maybe it's silly, but I didn't want to write until I could sign myself Juan Gallardo, Matador de Toros.
It's in your blood, Juanillo.
Now, they're beginning to know who I am, too. Here, take a look at this. My picture. It was in the evening paper. My first press notice, Carmen. And mind you, by Curo, the great critic. Go ahead, read it.
I have read it.
Read it to me.
Juanillo, I think I know why you never wrote to me. It's because you haven't learned to write or read. Isn't that it?
I'll read what it says.
Oh, what for?
I read it.
Here is a newcomer, a flat-footed novillero, taking money under false pretenses. Juanillo, when will we be married?
There's more of it. Read the rest.
Oh, Juan, it doesn't matter.
It matters to me. Someday I'll make him eat his words. Someday I'll come back with a whole trunk full of clippings.
Oh, Juan, you are not going away again.
When you marry me, you marry the first torero in Spain. Not the second or the third, but the first, the greatest.
Oh, what difference does that make? Just so it's you. Juana, you look at me. Let's be married at once, tomorrow, as soon as possible. That way, at least, we'll always have each other.
You take me to like this?
It's all I've lived for.
No matter what?
Just you, Juana, you. No matter what.
He just poised with that thing. He has him on a string.
All right, Gallardo! All right! All right! All right! All right! All right! All right!
So fast, so brave, you make the church bells ring. Gallardo! Juan Gallardo! 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 Gallardo!
Why, it's hard to lonely.
And in Seville.
Half of Seville outside your dressing room. Fools. You think they give you a little peace before your ordeal?
Well, it's my first appearance here, Garabato.
Parasites. They will be the first to turn against you the minute you have any bad luck. What sash do they, Juan?
The gold silk, Senor Vinegar.
Here, I'll hold the end. You wind yourself into it.
It's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, one always sweats big the morning of an afternoon. Turn slowly now.
You know, always when I'm dressing like this, there's the feeling of rust in my throat. A taste of death. Fear. But the minute I hear the music and the yell of the crowd, everything's all right again. I wouldn't admit it to anyone else in the world, Garabato.
Not even to me?
Carmen, I didn't know that.
Boy, she slipped in here while you were turning. Senora, you can help him finish. I have things to do.
Chico, how do you feel?
Good as bread. And you?
I wish it were tomorrow.
You've got to learn not to worry.
Oh, but please let me worry. Just a little. It makes me feel better.
What do you do with yourself when I'm in the ring?
Oh, I sit by the window and count the seconds. Every one is an hour. When the sun begins to go down, I look up the street, and there's no one. So I stop breathing. My heart stops beating.
Incredibissimo.
And then I hear cheers, and I see people running, and I know it's one. One coming home. And my breath comes back, and my heart starts beating again like a drum.
Chiquita, you're the only true one in the world.
Oh, Juan. Juanillo. Now go. Go now. I will hold you here for it.
Ah, mis amigos, you should have seen him that day. Every suerte so sure and graceful, every move so light and fast, like a sunbeam dancing on a silver sword, and the crowd going mad with excitement and pleasure. Doña Sol de Mura, too, the niece of the Marquis. That woman. If the ring was death in the afternoon, then surely she was death in the night. Ah, Juanillo, if only you had not looked up. If only you had not seen her smile. But you did look up, and you smiled back. And so she sent a note and asked you to dinner. And you went, Juanillo. She said there would be others there. You thought that would make it right.
They've all left now. Are you glad?
Oh, I'm very comfortable. And very full. I must say, Senora, I think that was the best dinner I've ever eaten.
It's the least I could give you for an afternoon of great emotion. You followed your star today. You were inspired.
Who wouldn't be inspired? I saw you smile.
Would you like to play chess?
Thanks, no. Matter of fact, I don't know how. Matter of fact, I'm the most ignorant man in the world, except with bulls.
And with women, Senor?
You know, I'm glad you decided not to go to the concert.
So am I. Perhaps we can have a concert of our own.
You play something?
A guitar, a little. I had this one made special. You like music?
Some music, yes. The first music I remember was the clanging of the bells that hung from the necks of the cabestros that led the herd. And also, I used to like the singing of the vaqueros on the ranch of your uncle, the Marquis. And I like the music of the gypsies at the Café La Veronica.
Do you like my music?
Of course, almost, I like it too much.
Could anything ever be too much?
You're beautiful.
Third time this week he's been away.
Juan is famous now, Madre. There are things he must do. He'll be home in good time. I thought tonight at least he would be home. It is my birthday.
What sort of a woman can she be?
She is very beautiful.
No, 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 Carita. You hold the cape like this, see? And you make the pass like this. Now, we'll try it again. Remember, I'm the bull. You ready? What's the matter?
I'm sorry. It looks so funny.
Senora, someone to see you.
I'll be right up. Excuse me, Juan.
Senora de Mura.
Yes?
I am Juan Gallardo's wife.
Oh, of course. Juan's wife. Do be seated. Is there anything I can offer you?
Yes, my husband.
Oh?
Please believe me, Senora. I come here in no spirit of rancor. I'm not here to judge. Perhaps it is my fault. Perhaps if I were more beautiful, more educated, of a better family.
Your family is a good one. Your father works for my uncle, I believe, on the ranch.
Yes, he is the overseer there. All my life I've heard about you.
Really? What have you heard?
Well, I've heard you've been all over the world, that you speak many languages, that you've known many men.
Go on.
I have never been out of Andalusia. I speak only one language, and I've had only one man. Have you nothing to say to me? Just one word? A little sign? Nothing. Very well, one. As you wish it.
I tell you, Gallardo is just a flash in the pan. These big Mura bulls are too much for you.
Not the Mura bull. The Mura women.
I tell you, Doña Sol is through with him. I saw her last night with another man.
He hasn't only lost her. He's lost the crowd in the arena, too.
Garabato.
Garabato!
What is it, Juan?
Oh, good morning, little mother.
Good afternoon, my son.
Where's Garabato?
He's gone. You let him go yesterday. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes. Yes, we had a row. I picked him up when he was a beggar. I took him when nobody else wanted him. And now he's left me. They've all left me. Not one true one in the lot of them.
Juanillo, I went to see Carmen today.
I'd rather not talk about her.
We have got to talk about her.
What's the use? She had a right to leave, and she left. That's all there is to it.
Is it, my son? Did you want her to leave?
No.
Do you still love her?
Oh, yes.
And the other one?
Oh, why don't you leave me alone? Do you have to torture me? Do you have to... Oh, Madrecita, forgive me. Before a corrida, I'm always on edge.
I know. Juanillo, you are not afraid.
Afraid? Me afraid? Me that was born with a cape in my hands? Oh, you know I can dominate any bull in the world. The toro doesn't live that
cape. Juanillo, what's wrong with your hand?
My hand?
Look at it. It is shaking.
Trumpet, my son. Have you finished your prayer?
Yes, Father. I'll go out in a moment.
Go with God, my son. Go with God.
Juan? Juanillo?
Carmen? You? Here?
I am always here whenever you fight.
You mean all these weeks since you left me?
I never left you, Juan. I've just been waiting for you. Waiting for the sickness to pass.
But only a minute ago, I was praying to see you. Now I believe in miracles.
I love you, Juan. I always have. I always will. Nothing has changed. Nothing can. Nothing ever. I'm so glad you're wearing your white suit today. It's the one I like best. You look so nice in it. So... Oh, Juan. Juanillo mio.
Chiquita, the only true one in the world.
Hold me close, Juan.
It was a sickness, and it has passed. When I feel you in my arms like this, I'm born again. I'm strong now. I can do anything.
Hold me closer.
You'll see. They'll see out there. Everybody. I'll show them.
No. No, go. I will wait for you here. Father, it has been so quiet out there. Why is the crowd so silent? Why don't they cheer?
Perhaps they're waiting. Perhaps he must prove himself again.
Oh, he will. I know he will. He is brave, Father. His heart is full of courage. I know he'll... There. There, you see? They're cheering now. They're cheering for him. Oh, it must be something wonderful he has done. It must be something... What is it? It's so quiet again, so suddenly. Something's happened. Something's gone wrong.
Oh, now, my child.
Oh, I know, Father, I know. All morning I felt the whisper
of... We must wait, my child, and trust in
Padre,
God.
Padre, I... Father, you'd better come quick.
Caravaggio is won.
Courage, my daughter. You must be brave as he was. You must ask our Lord of great power to give you courage.
No, Father. I won't need any courage. I'll never love anyone again. Now, Garibaldo, take me to him.
You have been listening to Lifebuoy's air premiere of the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production, Blood and Sand, with Luella Parsons' guest, Tyrone Power, playing his original role.
Tyrone, may I say that you played it just as movingly as you did in the picture. And now you just changed that Matador costume. Then you and I are going to have a little bull session while we answer some of your fan mail. Carry on, Harlow. We'll be back.
Miss Allen. Miss Allen. Come in here.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich?
I just got this month's sales report. Get Mr. Hill in here.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich.
Did you want me, Mr. Aldrich?
I certainly do. I want to know what's the matter with you. Month after month, your sales have gone down. I can't have slackers on my staff, Hill.
Gosh, Mr. Aldrich, look at my report. I've made more calls this month than I've ever made before, but I had terrible luck. Almost everybody was out or tied up. I just couldn't get to see prospects.
You know, Hill, I'm beginning to get an idea. And I'm going to let you have it man to man. I think you've let yourself get careless about your personal grooming. Maybe that's why prospects won't see you.
Well, Mr. Aldrich, you don't mean B.O., do you?
Yes, Hill, you've hit it. You know, I've found that the soap I can really count on to keep me free from B.O. is Lifebuoy Health Soap and my morning shower. Why don't you try it? I'll give you another chance and see how you come out this month.
Especially in the summer, we all have to be extra careful about B.O., the unforgivable offense. So it's just common sense to take the precaution millions of careful Americans take. New Zephyr Fresh Lifebuoy in your daily bath. The only popular soap especially made to prevent B.O. Remember that. Why, users say Lifebuoy's rich purifying lather is in a class by itself for making you feel extra clean. Right now, you can try new Zephyr Fresh Lifebuoy at a saving, for special sales are running throughout the country. Get three of those big Lifebuoy cakes tomorrow. Same familiar red carton, but a better than ever Lifebuoy with a grand new scent inside. Questions, questions, questions. Yes, it's question time with Luella Parsons. And here is our guest of the evening, Tyrone Power, back at the microphone with Hollywood's First Lady.
Hello again, Ty. From the avalanche of mail your fans send in, there's no denying your popularity. But I'm afraid you'll have to share it with someone else. Someone very nice, in fact.
Who's that, Luella?
Annabella.
Well, that's always a pleasure.
For example, Mrs. Fred Peterson of Mobile asked if you and Annabella will ever make a picture together again.
Oh, I don't see why we shouldn't. Of course, Annabella's French and I'm Irish, but between us, we did manage to dig the Suez Canal. Remember that picture?
Yes, indeed, I do. I remember it very well. Now, here's a question from Frank DeWitt of Cleveland. It's about those colorful costumes you wear in Blood and Sand. Mr. DeWitt asked why men shouldn't adopt them for evening wear instead of the conventional black and white.
Well, they would be colorful, but did Mr. DeWitt ever try to bend over in a pair of Matador's trousers? Honestly, Luella, I'm still muscle-bound.
You look all right to me, Ty. And now Tom Fredericks writes in to say that he's read so much in my column about your fly, he wonders if you're still at it.
Yes, I should say I am. I get up every morning at 5:30 and fly for an hour or so before reporting on the set.
Well, doesn't Annabella object?
Well, not a bit. She's a great flyer herself. Do you know that Annabella's the only woman who's flown the Atlantic 3 times in 2 weeks, and in wartime at that?
Well, doesn't anybody object to your flying?
Well, not exactly. But I get up so early every morning. She keeps calling for me to leave extra cream.
Well, what girl wouldn't want to roam? Here's another question, and one of the oddest questions yet. Harvey Gilroy of Sacramento wants to know what you'd do if you weren't an actor.
Well, that's easy, Luella. For one thing, I could read the funny papers to kiddies over the radio. Well, I used to be the champion funny paper reader in Chicago. Yes, and I was a fair to middling soda jerker back in Cincinnati, too. I wasn't so good as a movie usher, though.
And why not?
Oh, I'd just forget the customers and look at the pictures.
Well, thousands of youngsters are watching you today, Ty. You're certainly following in the footsteps of your famous father and grandfather. They were both great actors. And now, one more question. Mrs. Thomas Gordondale, what contour you made with Annabella?
Well, honestly, Luella, neither Annabella nor I have ever been more royally. Believe me, there's a feeling of genuine warmth and friendship extending from all our neighbors on the South to us here in the States.
Because in Mexico a few weeks ago, and I talked to everyone, from government officials to elevator boys, and they all feel the same way. You know, all of us in Hollywood are proud of the part our picture industry is playing in promoting Pan-American understanding. And I'm sure that we could never send out two better ambassadors of goodwill than you and Annabella. Thank you so much, Ty, for being with us tonight. Next Friday is Independence Day, and we are all taking a vacation. But we'll be back 2 weeks from Friday on July 11th with that great star Herbert Marshall and young Gene Reynolds in Adventure in Washington, Columbia Studios' dramatic story of life in the United States Senate.
Yes, next week, 4th of July, the makers of new Zephyr Fresh Lifebuoy are very glad to give up their time for a coast-to-coast broadcast by Senator J.W. Bailey, so there will be no broadcast of Hollywood premiere. But 2 weeks from tonight, as Luella Parsons just told you, we'll be back on the air again and continue throughout the summer. Until 2 weeks from tonight, then, this is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of new Zephyr Fresh Lifebuoy, America's largest-selling bath soap. Have you tried this better-than-ever Lifebuoy? You're in for a treat when you do, to say nothing of the pleasure you'll give all of us who work on Hollywood premiere. I don't know of anything that could make us feel so well repaid for our efforts. So, if you like Hollywood premiere, why not get 3 of those big Lifebuoy cakes tomorrow? You'll like them too, believe me. Thanks for coming, and we'll look for you 2 weeks from tonight. Hollywood premiere is produced by Charles Vander. You can help national defense. Support the United Service Organization, the USO, an army behind the Army and Navy to provide recreation and entertainment near the camps for the boys in the Army and Navy. Look up your local USO committee today. Do your part in national defense. Every contributor, large or small, will be given a USO button to wear. Wear the USO button to show that you are doing your bit. Next Wednesday night, be sure to hear Lifebuoy's other great radio program, Meet Mr. Meek. Next week's episode is called, Mr. Meek Dishes It Out. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.